Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Welcome to Signs of Life Radio. I'm Kimberly Saavedra, director of the Comlock Center in Claremont, California, and I have the pleasure of co-hosting this show this evening with Dr. Betty J. Kovach, author of The Miracle of Guests and member of the Comlock Center. We are going to be letting you know about some very exciting program that's coming up this week through Forever Family Foundation. It is a webinar entitled Children Who Remember Past Lives. The webinar will be October 28th, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. It will be presented by Jim B. Tucker, MD, and he, along with Dr. Ian Stevenson, have done a tremendous amount of research. Four decades of research, thousands of cases, and Dr. Tucker will be presenting strong evidence that consciousness survives physical death. So we invite you to attend that webinar. And the theme of our show this evening is going to be the Visionary Explorers Group. It's an online group that we host once a month through Forever Family Foundation, and Dr. Betty Kovach will tell you more about that.
Yes. Well, it's an interesting way that it began, is that Kim and I were in New York, and I had had visions before, many visions that I had written about in Miracle of Death. In fact, they were visions that each person in my family had had surrounding the deaths in my family. But this was a very different kind of vision. Kim and I were in the shared the same guest room, and we said goodnight, and then suddenly I felt an extraordinarily powerful energy just shoot out of her body and land on the floor on the other side of my bed and by the window. And when I looked, she was looking at me, and I yelled out, "What are you doing?" And Kim was asleep by that time and just grunted. And when I told her about it the next morning, she didn't remember anything. But this was a different kind of vision for me. It was clearly, I knew intuitively and completely that it was Kim's subtle body that had come out of her body, and it looked to me as though she was in distress. And it took a while, really, to allow that particular vision to unfold in its full meaning. But what was so astounding for me was it's a subtle reality, but it was so powerful and strong. I want to say it was a physical reality, but that is a lighter form of the physical world, the subtle world. Anyway, I happened to mention that to Bob and Fran had the idea that we should form a Visionary Explorers Project. And really for this reason, there are so many people who are experiencing the subtle world or the quantum field or the spirit world, whatever we want to call it. And they're powerful, life-transforming experiences. But there are not too many people they can tell about that, because if they can't find someone who's also had such an experience or who is open to it, it's difficult. So we thought that was a very good idea. So we joined forces and formed the group. And we have just extraordinary members who have shared now for a year. I think it's a year, isn't it, Kim?
A little over a year.
And they've just shared incredible experiences, and it reminded me so much of Goethe's, the German poet Goethe's statement that when we share an experience with someone, it always comes back to us intensified and with a new significance. And I think he mentioned that it's like a burning glass or a mirror put up to the sun, is that exchanging these experiences, and really I think you've probably all had the experience of writing dreams or experiences, and you discover things in the writing, just as we discover things in the telling. But by sharing it with another mind and having that mind contemplate it and then return it to us increases its intensity. And I think it also intensifies the energy field. Among shamans, they always say that if one person experiences something, that's a gain for all of us, because we know now it's going to be easier for us to experience it. So what we're going to do tonight is that we're going to have members of that group call in. They've been graciously willing to call in and share a vision that they've had, so that we are going to be really talking about real experiences that people have had that have changed their lives. Okay, I guess we have our first caller. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hi, this is Valerie from New York.
Hi, Valerie. Great. So do you have a vision that you're wanting to share with us, Valerie?
Yes, I just wanted to let you know, I've shared this before, not with the group, because unfortunately I haven't been usually feeling well enough to join in, but I did share it on the website, that when I first had my first child, I was going to bed, and the baby was sleeping in the bassinet next to my bed, and my husband was asleep, and as I was drifting off to sleep, all of a sudden, across the room, was a large window that took up most of the room, and a stream of green and orangey gold orbs just came from one side of the room by the window, went across the top of the window curtain, and out the other side of the window. And at first, I was scared, and I thought, what are those things? And then I just became calm, and I tried to wake up my husband. He wouldn't wake up, and I realized that they were just, I believed, like past relatives coming to see the new baby. Most of my relatives had passed. Our parents were both gone. I never even met most of my grandparents, neither did my husband, and I think that was them visiting the baby, and then I felt so peaceful, and I just drifted off to sleep.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, that really is. Did you have, I guess the reason you interpreted that it was those people is that you must have had a really deep feeling that that's what it was, what they were.
Yes, it was a feeling that came over me. And I often feel that I have presences of people around me, or things have happened and I can relate it to other people, that I realize it's something that happened on purpose. And of course, when I tell other people than people who would be in this group, they always say, oh, you're imagining it, you're just putting that in your mind, you're crazy, you're not really feeling those things or seeing those things, or they aren't really true. And it's just nice to have people that you can speak with who don't disparage what you're saying and think you're crazy, because you feel that you can still communicate with your loved ones. I also believe they're just on another frequency. And for a long time I could hear them. I've lost that ability mostly, and I would like to get it back.
Well,
but I could hear them too, and as a young child I had a lot of psychic experiences. So I just think that as you get older, it gets harder to hear. There's so much interference. That's just the way I think of it.
That's probably true. And thank you so much, Valerie, for sharing that, because I think you've touched on something that's very important, and that is that so often we're discouraged in valuing our own experiences. And then our culture is such a busy culture that pulls us to the surface of life so that we don't really have the time to really allow ourselves to tune in to that dimension, because I really feel that that dimension is ready to communicate with us all the time. It's that we have to have the openness and time to allow that to happen. We have other callers. Ari, thank you so much for calling. And you do remind us to be open and take the time. And you said you had those experiences when you were earlier. I think these experiences are available to all of us. And it's simply the willingness and ability to open up to it.
Okay. Thank you, Valerie. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, too, that
welcome.
I love the variety of color of the lights. Because it just seems so celebrative and like excitement and energy.
Yeah.
The different personalities
too.
Showing up to celebrate with you. So thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Okay. Then the next caller. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who is calling?
Oh, it's Christina from New York.
Hi, Christina. Great to hear you. What do you have to tell us tonight?
Well, I haven't had a chance to join you for a while. And it's true that if we don't make time, then we don't have these experiences. So when I was able to make time and, I went to a shamanic journeying class, and then on the night of the blue moon, I did some meditation with headphones, actually outside in my car. And while I was meditating, I had my binaural beats on the headphones. I went into a kind of trance, and so I took the time to do that. It was about a half-hour meditation. And then I felt spirits around my heart and such a sense of warmth in that area, in my heart chakra. And it was beautiful. And so I was thinking to myself, what are they doing there? I mean, it was definitely concentrated in my heart area. So a short while later, I had my physical and I had an abnormal EKG. So I found out that I have two leaky valves, mildly leaking. So then I realized that they were healing my heart.
Have you had any exam since then, Christina?
I've had a lot of follow-ups. You know, a lot has happened. But I know that, I now have to heal my heart and, have a different attitude toward everything. And on the night of the blood moon, I went outside and I meditated, and I actually had another experience, and I captured orbs again. I captured spirits with my phone. I could see them through the lens, and then I actually snapped the photos. So, it's not something that other people really understand the importance of, and I missed sharing it with you very much. But I mean, in terms of my heart, I feel, what I have can actually correct itself, I think, in time. So it doesn't require any medication or anything.
Well, Christina, I think the power in that, too, is your knowing that you were receiving healing energy. And the mind's knowing is healing in and of itself, isn't it? Knowing especially that there is energy from another dimension that is working with you to heal you. That's a beautiful experience, very beautiful experience. And
I have one question, Christina. Did you know anything about the heart problem prior to that experience?
No, not at all.
It alerted you to it as well as started a healing process.
It was definitely validating, because I said to myself, what are they doing there? I felt like they were busy. I had this sensation like they're doing something there. Why are they there?
That gives another dimension to it, yeah, that you didn't mention. That's very good.
Right. And they might have had more than one purpose, if you get what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You mean non-physical?
Yes, non-physical.
Yeah, it's related, you know, to the grief.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
That's definitely. Right, working with your heart, Christina,
right.
Because of your...
The loss of your husband.
Yes,
right. Oh, that's so interesting, Christina. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Christina. We've been missing you. Hopefully, you'll be able to join us soon.
I think. Definitely.
Okay. Take care. I think we're probably going to have to go for
take a break.
So take care, Christina. Hope to see you soon.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Thank you.
You know, just before we go to our next caller, I wanted to mention that the visionary experience is certainly natural to everyone. I think I mentioned that before. It's some cultures call that organ in the brain that picks up visions the organ of soul. And I rather like that. I'd said before, some call it a membrane, some call it a transformer. But I want to stress, and we do stress throughout our meetings, that we know it's a very natural thing. We are all capable of it. And so let's listen to what some of these other callers have to tell us about their experience. I think, Allison, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. How are you doing?
Good.
Fine, thank you.
And you have something, an experience that we remember very well, and we would like to hear it. We have our audience hear it tonight.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having me. This was, I would say I've had lots of really interesting experiences, and the more I pay attention, the more I realize that they exist. But this one particular story, while mundane in a lot of ways, it was maybe the first time that I realized I should listen to that voice, you know, that voice that's easy to write off as our kind of internal criticism, or is it coming from somewhere else? And I was in a supermarket in upstate New York a few years ago with my now wife, just an average summer day. And we were at the deli counter when she was getting some sliced turkey. And I said, I'm going to go ahead and go get some pickles from the other aisle, and I'll meet you back here. And as I turned to walk away, that little voice, which I often just, you know, wrote off as my internal, you know, my internal whatever, said, if you go get pickles now, it's going to be really hard for you to get back to her. And I thought, okay, that's weird. But I disregarded it, as I often did. You know, we hear that voice saying, like, do you have enough time to get to work? You know, are you, you know, does your outfit look good enough? You know, all of those things that we hear constantly turning in our heads that we probably assume are coming from ourselves. So I dismissed it, and I went a few aisles down, and it was this big kind of warehouse supermarket with a tin roof. And just as I was reaching for the pickles in the aisle, sure enough, this crazy summer thunderstorm came out of nowhere. It had previously been just a sunny summer day, and lightning and thunder struck immediately and must have knocked out the electricity in the store, and it went just pitch black. You know, couldn't see my own hand in front of me. Uh-huh. And I couldn't believe it. You know, that was a moment of, oh my God, what was that voice? It wasn't me that was warning me about something like not terribly urgent. I mean, I used the illumination from my cell phone to like find my way back to my wife, and certainly it wasn't a dangerous situation, but it was a voice that was looking out for me, and one that was not me. And so I think it was that day that I realized I really need to listen and to take the signs that I hear and see around me, whether in my sleeping state or awake state, more seriously.
Mm-hmm. Very well said.
Oh, yeah.
Very well. And, you know, it could have been a dangerous situation. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful to know that, to really have that sense of protectiveness, that there are entities in another dimension of reality who are looking out for us, who do take care of us, who are guiding us in a way. That was a good information to have. And even though it wasn't life-threatening, it certainly helped you to know that next time something comes through, it could be life-threatening and you will listen to it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, did you have something else, Kim,
well,
you wanted to say before we...
funny, I thought the spirits, they've got your back.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Well, I think kind of realizing that puts a whole different perspective on life. Once we have experiences like that, we never really feel alone again. And I think one of the things we suffer from so much in our culture is that sense of disconnectedness and loneliness,
And those kinds of experiences teach us that we're not. Well, thank you, Allison. Did you have anything else you were going to tell us? Or
No, not at all. Just to thank you guys and keep doing what you're doing. And I agree wholeheartedly. I feel that I have this sense of groundedness and a
good
trust
word.
That I'll be guided in the right direction.
So that's nice. Good. I like the word grounded. Mm-hmm. It's like we've taken hold of that energy and rooted it in ourselves so that we're connected.
Right.
Okay, Allison, well, thank you, and we'll go on to our next caller.
Hope to see you next month.
Thank
I hope you can join us. Okay, let's see. Is Lisa on the line? Lisa, are you there?
I absolutely am here.
Yay. Oh, great. Okay.
Hi.
Well, we know from the meetings that you have had just so many, many experiences with the other side. So tell us about that.
I have. I'll try to be succinct, but I'll just say my journey began when I lost my 20-year-old son a couple of years ago. And the next phase of my journey was when we started communicating, and the very first thing I think that happened was he came to me in a dream visitation, which we haven't discussed yet, but
that is a very
real and very, very profound. I'd had them with my parents. Sorry?
I'm sorry. This is Kim. I was just adding, that's open for discussion, too. You're free to share anything.
Yes, because all forms of communication come from the other side. I mean, they use many, many different forms, and we're probably yet to discover some of those forms, so carry on.
Right. I had had dream visitations from my parents. I was aware of the, that kind of profound situation. However, this was a little different, I guess, because it was so recent. I was in the laundry room. Of course, it was a dream. I was in the laundry room working, which is somewhere I'm commonly found. And he just popped up in the corner and said, "Hey, Mom," which it would be so, so like him. And I looked over and I was like, oh, my gosh. I thought it was real, of course. And I was able to touch him and hug him. And I was so confused. I'm like, oh, my gosh, how can you be here? I saw you. I thought you were gone. And I just remember this, and I remember this every day. He shrugged his shoulders and said, "I'm still here," and he laughed. And I think about that when I have these other signs, like, he is still here, and he was telling me that, he was here, and I would be hearing from him again. So I think about that a lot when I have these other signs. I've had just many, many, many signs after that. I think I've told you I've gotten texts from him. I had really good luck with EVP recordings, and I see his name everywhere. I see his initials everywhere, and it's just part of our journey, I guess. And he told me a lot about, I guess, some of the profound things are just that there's no death, and we are made of energy, and we continue on, and we will all. They hear us when we talk to them. We'll all be together at some point. And at some point, things will be more clear. We'll understand. I have a lot of questions. Why? But I'm just told it'll all be clearer later on.
Well, and I think it will. And I think that step by step in our culture, we are learning, and many, many things are being clarified for us that we had no idea about before. And that brings me to, you mentioned EVP. Maybe you could explain, maybe there's someone who is not familiar with that. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I don't know how best to describe, but I'll just say that I felt like his energy had to be here. He was a kind of great guitar player, and his guitars are in his room, and we kept thinking, gosh, he's got to be around here somewhere. All of his musical stuff is here. And so I read a little bit about EVPs and decided to just give it a try because I felt like his energy would be up in his room. And so I tried using water in his bathroom from the sink as the background because they need some kind of background noise to make their voices. And by the third try, I had his voice. And I can't say that it sounds exactly like his voice, but it sounds more and more every day. And just his little expressions and stuff, it can't be anybody else. And, you know, initially I thought, that's all I need. I just need to know that he's okay. I need to hear him say, you know, I love you, I miss you. But then it was like, well, I have a lot of questions, unanswered questions. Sure. And he has things to say, and we enjoy communicating. So it's gone on and on, and I hope it'll keep going. We've kind of answered a lot of questions now, but so now it's more just, day-to-day things. They're here with us to celebrate holidays, and, we celebrated his 21st birthday last spring, which would have been really special for him to be here in the physical, but things like that.
You know, I think that at first, so many of us, when we do experience the passing, the death of someone we love, the major thing that people want to know is do they continue? Does their life continue? And they want information, or just that they're alive, that they're well. It's just contact is the first thing, a connection with the person we love. But that next step is exactly what you've talked about, is that after that you think, well, you know, we can communicate. And so then the lines are open. You can ask questions. And you've just had phenomenal experience of talking with him and getting answers. I mean, quite specific answers and a lot of information. And for our listeners, I think that's a wonderful thing to hear, is that it is possible to communicate in depth with those we love on the other side. So I really thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I just want to point out to you that
Lisa.
I'm not one.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, I'm losing you.
Can you hear us now?
I'm running with my friend.
That's okay.
Yes,
we can.
I was just going to point out.
You're just going to what?
I'm losing him on my cell phone. But
okay.
I was just going to say that I'm not a person that had these experiences all my life. It was something that came about from the death of my son and our communication and closeness. So, if you're in that situation, just know that that is very possible. It's not that you were born with this ability.
That's very important information, Lisa, and I'm really glad you said that. I must say that that was true for, pretty much true for me. I had studied these experiences, taught mythology, symbolic language, and only about 2 years before my son died, who also died at 20, I started having experiences, but they were so much more profound and frequent after my son died. And I know that earlier, I went to Peru. I was working with a shaman in Peru with a group of people, and I was the one who said, listen, if I experience something, you can be sure anybody can, because I just had not had those experiences.
Right.
So I absolutely agree with you, Lisa, is that the door is open for all of us. And I know people would say to me, well, you had those experiences, but I would never have. That is absolutely a kind of programming by our culture. It isn't true. Every single one of us is a visionary, potentially, if we open ourselves up to it. And very often, it's death that really makes us open up, isn't it? And of course, it's them also, their energy coming up the other side. Well, okay.
Yeah, energy never dies, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry, I'm losing you again, but thank you.
Okay, well, we'll go to the next caller, and really,
thank you,
Lisa, for calling in. You've had so many interesting experiences, and
we look forward to seeing you again next month.
Next month, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you. And I think our next caller is Martha. Martha, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, great. Okay, Martha, what do you have to tell us?
Well, I have a little story I was going to mention, but Lisa made me think of a couple things also, and I was not a believer. I wanted to believe, but I grew up in a family that was very scientific, and it was, no, this does not, it's not possible, it doesn't exist, it's baloney. And I lost a very dear friend about 10 years ago, not quite 10 years ago now. And she was killed tragically in a car bicycle wreck. And so I lost her just instantly in a day with no forewarning. She was young and fit and everything. And I was very, very upset. And I really wanted something, some kind of a sign or something. I was really upset that I wasn't aware at the moment that she passed. I didn't get any sense. But about a month and a half after she passed, it was the night of her service, I had a dream visitation. And it was so vivid and so real. And she came to me, and we hugged, and we cried, and we talked, and she told me what happened, and she said, I just couldn't leave without hugging you. And I woke up at 3 in the morning, and I was so excited and so happy. I was crying and screaming, and it's 3 in the morning, and it was like a turning point. So I also was able to get some EVP, which is electronic voice phenomena. I was able to tape one day her voice. I acquired a cat after she passed, which I kind of think she maneuvered the heavens to get it to me. And I asked her to say the cat's name, which is Misty, and on the tape it says Misty. So she did it, and it was quite amazing.
And
what
good.
I was going to talk
Martha?
Let's see. Yeah.
I'm wondering if you could stay on the line and maybe you have other things you want to tell us, because I think now we need to go for a break. I was thinking of that experience that you told in the group. I don't know whether you would want to, about the neighbor. Would you be willing to share that experience?
Sure, and she just called me with an update about half an hour ago.
Oh, that's great. Well, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back to you, Martha, okay? So stay on the line, and we'll take a break now.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida, fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
We are back tonight. We have our friend from the Visionary Explorers Group, Martha, who has been on hold and is going to tell us another story. But just before we get back to Martha, I'd like to invite any of our listeners who are interested in joining the Visionary Explorers Group to please send an email to visions@comlock.com. That's visions at K-A-M as in man, L-A-K.com. Thank you, and Martha? We're waiting for you.
Yes. Okay. The story we were talking about is my neighbor. She lost her mother, and she asked me if I any signs, but she wasn't a great believer in this, but she was hopeful. And one day, I, on my Facebook page, I noticed somebody with the name of her mother, who was not a very common name, Yvonne, and it was in the Facebook, and I thought, that's kind of interesting, but that's not highly significant. So that night when I went to bed, I was doing a crossword puzzle, and the answer to one of the clues was Yvonne, and I thought, well, that's really kind of interesting, twice in one day, the beginning of the day and the end of the day. So I called my neighbor at that point, and I told her about it. And her comment was, well, what did the person in Facebook say? And I said, well, I didn't think that was very significant at the time, but let me see if I can go back and find it. Because it wasn't somebody I knew. It was somebody making a comment on somebody else's post. So when I went back, I was really shocked because the woman's name was Yvonne Motherwell. So I thought, pretty amazing. And the comment was highly significant to my neighbor as well. Not just the name, but it gave us both goosebumps. And her comment to me from being a non-believer was, well, I always heard there were signs, but I didn't think they'd be that obvious.
Oh, that's great, Martha. Well, how important it is simply to pay attention. We usually say, oh, well, that's a coincidence, and dismiss it. But that's wonderful, the mother's name and mother well.
Right. You said you had an update, too.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, she called me today. You'll laugh at this, Martha, but I was out at a meeting. She's getting close to getting Social Security, so she's been going to a lot of these workshops that they offer around, and she thought the one last night was really good, but she was particularly impressed because the woman sitting next to her was named Yvonne. So she figured it was
Well, that is an update. That's good. And again, I have to say, so many people dismiss that kind of thing. But once we don't dismiss it, then we start seeing a lot of other things. And it's not just a matter of making it up or putting things together. I mean, of course, the universe would figure out ways to communicate with itself. It communicates in an almost an infinite number of ways. Well, thank you, Martha. That's really, I love that story. I could hear it again and again.
Oh, I
really like it. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you next month.
Yes.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. And let's see, Kathy, I think, are you on the line?
Yes. Can you
Hello,
hear me
Kathy?
Okay? Yes, can you hear me?
Maybe we must have lost Kathy then. I know. Maybe she'll call back in. Kathy, if you're listening.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Yes,
can you hear
can.
Me?
Perfectly.
I walked into a different room.
Oh, well, we
okay,
can lose
yes,
you
I'm
temporarily.
Here. I'm not feeling well, so I wrote some notes. Yes, I wanted to tell you about something very beautiful and unusual that happened several times when my mother suffered three major strokes and ended up in hospice. Before she died, my sister and I stayed with her 24 hours a day. And one night I saw something very strange and very beautiful at the same time. It was a grouping of high-speed twinkling lights at the foot of her bed. And I didn't know what they meant or anything, but I told one of my nieces and kind of let it go. They were very high speed, like, and it's any description's going to fall short because I really don't know how to describe them, but I know there was a grouping of about seven high speed twinkling lights that were at the foot of her bed. Well, when we took my mom home, she just continued to suffer and digress, and I got very angry at God and told him that if he didn't, you know, end my mother's suffering, I flat refused to learn any lesson from this, and that I, you know, really needed my mother's suffering to stop. And so I went back into my mother's bedroom that night and was with her. My sister and I stayed with her 24 hours a day. And that same, that night, as we're laying there, I see that same high-speed twinkling of light. And this is like probably 5 days in between occurrences, but this high-speed twinkling of lights were like the same grouping of about seven lights at the foot of her bed. And, you know, my mother's very sick and stuff, and so we're just, I don't know what these mean or anything, but I just keep them in my head because they're, it's just very strange, and you don't see this, but they're like, I don't know if it's a high vibrational speed or what, how to really describe these, but there were approximately seven, I know that, seven or eight is what I thought I counted.
Mm.
And so that was the second time I saw them. And then the next day, my family talked us into going into the other room to sleep. My sister and I had been sleeping on the floor at that time because my mother had gotten to a point to where she was convulsing at any touch or move of the bed. We were laying in bed with her before that, holding her and, you know, cuddling her and stuff, wanting to be with her. So we had been sleeping on the floor, so we went into the next bedroom, and all of a sudden, in the middle of our sleep, my sister and I sat straight up at the exact same time, hearing a knocking in our sleep. And so we get up and we ask everybody, we run out the door, is Mama okay? Is Mama okay? And who knocked on the door? Who knocked on the door? Well, no one said they knocked on the door. So we went straight in to see about our mom, and then silently, everybody just kind of gathers around her bed, and the pastor was there, who was also a plumber, who my mom had always teased about him preaching at her funeral. Well, we all started saying the Lord's Prayer, and as at the end of the Lord's Prayer, my sister asked Jesus to take my mother's hand and lead her into heaven, and as the end of the prayer ended, you know, and Donna had said, dear Jesus, take Mama's hand and lead her into heaven, I opened my eyes, and Donna's on one, you know, we're all holding hands around, and Donna's on one side of my Mama's head, and I'm on the other side, and I open my eyes and look at my mother's head, you know, look at her, and her mouth is open, and as she takes her last exhale, I see that same high-speed twinkle of light just come out of her mouth as she, her last breath. And I know it was her spirit exiting her body. Mm. And I didn't know at the time that that grouping of light that had come at the foot of my mother's bed was actually my siblings. But a year later, my sister and I were talking, and my sister had said that one time in the hospital, my mother had pointed, when she was able to talk, my sister had pointed to the foot of their bed and said, her bed, and said, "There they are." And my sister said, "Who, Mama?" And she said, "Daryl and all of them." She said, "Don't you see them?" And Donna said, "Oh, Mama." And she goes, "Well," and then Mom just let it drop. And Daryl is my eldest brother. So when Mama had pointed to the foot of her bed, she had seen my eldest brother and other siblings. And my mother had crossed over after seven of my other siblings had crossed over. So I didn't know it at the time, but I believe and know in my heart that the high-speed twinkling of lights were their spirits come to guide my mother home.
And then
when she had exhaled her last breath, that was her spirit leaving her body to go home.
That's a beautiful story. I'm so glad you told that story. Kim and I were so...
Love it.
Yeah, we love it. We were deeply impressed by it. And it's interesting, too, isn't it, that at the end of the Lord's Prayer, she did cross over. A friend of ours wrote us just last week that his father was in the hospital, and he is a singer, and he sang the Lord's Prayer. And as he finished the Lord's Prayer, the father departed. Mm-hmm. And it was just a beautiful time for him, and a very significant time for you, I know. Well, Kathy, I just thank you so much.
Right.
You've had many wonderful experiences. Thank you so much for calling in, and we'll look forward to seeing you next month, okay?
All right, and thank you for being part of the group.
Okay.
Yes.
Also, I wanted to say the knocking we know was my mother, because no one in the house said they had knocked on the door, and my sister and I sat straight up at the exact same time from a deep sleep. And
yeah,
Mama would have known that we would have been devastated having been in her room 24 hours.
Oh, if you hadn't been there.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
That is nice.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, I like that. Yeah,
that's right.
That's good.
Well,
okay, then, Kim, we have just a few minutes left. Do you have anything that you wanted to say?
I want to remind our listeners to please, if you are interested in joining the Visionary Explorers group, send an email to visions@comlock.com. And I also just wanted to give a quick little reading of a beautiful endorsement on The Miracle of Death by Dr. Betty Kovach that really does tie into tonight's theme. And here it is. "This is much more than a book about death. It is a book about life and a powerful call to connect with deeper orders of reality, to live our lives as consciously as possible, and to play our part in the healing of humanity and of the earth." And that was David Lorimer, director of Scientific and Medical Network in the UK and author of several books. So I invite you all to join us again for the next Signs of Life Radio. We will be listening and not co-hosting. Thanks for everyone, and blessings to Forever Family Foundation.
Yes, they've done so much beautiful work. Okay, good night.
Good night.